George.
Thank you. Let me tell you that it is a great honor for me to be with you here and to be a member of this network. Mark told me that I have only 5 minutes, so in this 5 minutes I try to focus on only four rather minor issues. One is the significance of the convention. Second is the picture behind what kind of a disabled person, what kind of person with a disability is behind the convention. And also I would like to focus a bit on Article number 12, and then have an additional remark on teamwork, because my template shows a group of people who try to move away the globe, and this is what I think. So we have too many things to do in our countries in order to implement the convention, and that is why I've chosen this. So what I see is that this is the most extensively debated international convention ever, created with the maximum involvement of the civil society. And I think this is something which we have to keep in the future in the monitoring process as well. It is a milestone in legislation at an international level, because it extensively interprets the rights and the capacity to act of persons living with intellectual and psychosocial disabilities. Excuse me. It marks a breakthrough for the world toward personal autonomy. Its control mechanism is extremely strong compared to other international treaties on disability. It is, as it was told today, based on the social model. And the human being behind the convention reflects the picture of the COCAS, the IDC, during the negotiations. It is an active partner, a self-advocate, an able and not a disabled, an able and an empowered person. Justin Dart Jr., the American human rights fighter, called living with disability, called people with disabilities the poorest of the poor some years ago. But there are even poorer of the poorest, people with severe and multiple disabilities, people with intellectual and psychosocial disabilities. Hundreds of thousands of these people do not have the capacity to act in most countries of the world. And they do not have an identity card. They too often do not have an identity card. They are officially excluded not only from the labor market, but from basic human rights as well. And this problem belongs to Article number 12. However, it is closely connected with Article number 27. The result, what you can see in the convention under Article 12 is, has remained to be fully understood yet by many decision makers, even in Europe. However, there is a paradigm shift. We see it, all of us. It means that legal capacity means not only capacity to act rights, but capacity to act as well. And capacity to act will nowhere and never work without the system of supported decision-making services. It will never work without a support network. You can see here the, or you can check the website. I will not read the names, but here are the members of the committee listed, 12 people. We have three from Europe. I would like to share with you a rather recently received information that we will have two sessions in this year. One is in February and the other one is in October in Geneva. But we do not know anything about even about procedural issues. I think that the committee needs the support of the movement as the convention got the support from the COCAS, from the movement, from the international movement. We need new research results, And we also need the critical position of disability studies because the task is like to move a mountain. So that is why this template with the moving the globe away coming back again. I'm sure that the implementation of the convention and the committee as well will need the teamwork and the support of persons with disabilities and their organizations together with academics in the future. Thank you for your attention.